Good morning, caller. You're on Talk the Town. Hi.
Ed Verskier.
Yes.
This is Betty Woodwick. This is not going to be easy for
me. Oh, Betty, I'm so sorry to hear about your husband.
I wanted to thank you for putting it on the air.
Yes.
He had lots of prayers, but he didn't make it.
Yeah, I know. I received the word. I made the announcement on Saturday, and just everybody was in shock.
He just looked so forward to your car show.
Oh. Oh, you got tears in my eyes here. I'm just so sorry to hear that. You know, it's just life throws you a curveball, and it's just so sad sometimes.
He couldn't wait. First thing he wrote on the calendar is car show in Zealand.
Yeah. The 20th annual one, and every year it just gets bigger and bigger, and people have so much fun at that show.
He was so looking forward to it because my son was going to be there, his son and his grandson. They were going to make it a four-generation.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Betty, to hear about that. And our prayers are with your family, okay? You know, and he passed away looking, I know it's unexpected, but at least passed away going to something that he was really looking forward to.
Love. Going to.
Yes.
And he loved you.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Betty. We loved him, too. He was a great, great person.
They had a very good article on the news last night.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, again, our prayer...
In our yard yesterday doing an interview.
Really? What station was it?
Channel 17 and Channel 8 were both here.
Wow, yeah.
Because my son got very upset because when they put it on the web, they had it so wrong about people losing power and stuff like this, and the traffic light was working, and it was just kind of a mixed up story. So they contacted Delwyn, and they asked Delwyn if he can come and do an interview. So they shot the whole video here last night.
Wow. You know, we were setting up that morning. It was the 7 o'clock hour. We got there at 6:30, and all these ambulances and fire trucks were going through town. I said, boy, something must have really gone wrong. Something must be happening someplace. And then to find out that it was him.
I know.
Him, it was
actually,
just...
they had one a mile before his intersection, too. That
yes.
High-speed chase was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, again, when is the funeral going to be? Maybe some
arrangements at 1:30 this afternoon, so I don't really know nothing yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, please call it in or let us know, okay?
I will do that.
So we can pass along.
If you get a chance, watch the video. It's very, very touching.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
I knew this wasn't going to be an easy thing for me to start doing and talking, and I go on to just, it's so confusing. My head is just spinning.
Yeah, and you just had celebrated your 50th anniversary, I understand.
June 1, we had a trip planned in August.
Oh, really?
Go up to the bridge for a whole week with the kids. And
well,
the kids.
Wow.
And all the reservations are made and everything, so we don't know what we're going to do yet.
Well, what kind of a car did he have? What was this?
76 Pontiac Grand Prix.
A Grand Prix. I meant the model. I knew it was a 76 Pontiac, but...
Grand Prix, all black.
And he was always there at the car show.
Every year. Come out and talk to you.
Right.
And you made a CD for him.
Oh, I did. Oh, but I'm glad. Well, I'm glad I was able to help him out a little bit.
He wanted one particular song.
What was the song? Do you remember?
Oh, can't think of it right offhand. Black Velvet.
Oh, Black Velvet by Alana Miles.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
That's what he wanted.
Mm-hmm. Well.
You made the CD for him.
Well, I'm glad to have done that for him. So, well, thank you again for calling in and updating us on the situation. And again, let us know. And I'm sure Patty will have that on What's New Around Holland about the funeral arrangements.
Very, very rough day.
Yeah, I bet it is. Well, thank you for calling us up and letting us know, okay?
Yeah, he had such a bad, bad, severe head injury and his whole left side.
Really? Yeah.
Broken. Every rib, they said, was probably broken several places.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, and he was broadsided by somebody that ran the red light, right?
45 mile speed limit, and we heard she was going at least 60.
Oh, wow. Well, our prayers are with you, Betty Woodwick, and thank you for letting us know about Dale. And again, our prayers are with you, and this is not going to be an easy time, but certainly find strength. And like I said before, he was on his way to an event that was going to bring him a lot of happiness. So.
That was his happiness.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling into the program.